Hey, welcome to Intentional Living. Welcome to a new month. I was just commenting to my wife and to our team here. Where did January go? Already we're in the second month of 2026, passing so quickly, and we welcome you to it. You know, we're continuing our discussion as we talk about the power of hope, as you can join us with your comments at 888-888-1717, 888-888-1717 on our storyline, and we'd love to hear you today. All right. I'll tell you what, we're going to get to our calls in a moment. If you've just joined us, our mission here at Intentional Living is all about you, your walk with Christ, that you can experience hope. You can experience your life today the way God intended. Hope is a given as a follower of Christ. Our hope is in Him. It's not in something else. It's not in our money or our health or our work or our good looks or not so good looks, whatever it may be. But hope is confident, sure expectation, and joyful anticipation of a future goal grounded, in our case, in the promises of Scripture, which build faith, and then faith leads to action. All of that is very biblical. You know, the Bible says, it is by grace you are saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, lest anyone should boast. And of course, when we do that, God doesn't get the glory we do, and boy, we lose a lot in that process. All right, we're talking about experiencing hope today. When have you experienced it, and how's it made a difference? Again, leave your story with us at 888-888-1717. George, you're up first in Arizona. How you doing?
Oh, hi, Randy. This is George Salvo. I live here in the Groves Assisted Living Home, and I just want to give a praise report that of the fantastic way that Jesus Christ has healed my mind from a mental illness, and also the way that He has healed my body physically to a certain extent. I no longer need to use a walker or a cane to walk.
Well,
so great. I want to report that. I'm going to share that.
Do you find, George, you obviously you're listening to the radio, do you find when you hear the stories we've been sharing on other people, you hear the music, encouragement, that help you build your sense of hope and faith as well?
Oh, definitely. I love the contemporary Christian music that I hear on Family Life Radio.
Yeah, and it makes a difference. You know, one of the things that we do, George, and we're very strategic about it, is we pick the music, the songs, the artists that are going to communicate where we live today. And we struggle. I mean, all of us, just before I came in the studio, I was listening to one of the songs being played on the radio here, and it was all about God's going to be with you through the day. He's going to be with you. He's going to give you hope. So much of the music that God has put into our lives that we can share, and I hope that's occurring in your church, that you're finding an opportunity to worship and be drawn to Him and experiencing that kind of hope through the music that is shared. Well, I'm glad you're listening, George, that He's been doing a work in your life, both in body and mind. That's a powerful thing. Okay, let me go to Lance in Texas. Oh, hang on for a minute. I'm going to go to Madison. I'll be right back, Lance. Madison, how are you there in Texas today?
I am blessed. How are you?
Terrific. What's your story about experiencing hope?
My story about experiencing hope comes from trauma. I mean, back to back to back trauma. So I had a daughter that passed away at 4 months old from pneumonia. I did CPR on her for 12 minutes waiting on EMTs to get there. And ultimately she ended up passing away. That was on January 2nd, 2018. Sorry, I'm trying not to cry. I had two more children, January 1st and January 2nd, 2020 and 2021. So they're Irish twins. They're a year and a day apart. Their father and I couldn't make it. And anyway, so he has them right now, and I have not seen them in a little over 4 years now, but we're working on that. And now I also have a 2.5-year-old son. And he is just the light of my life. But with my son, my placenta erupted, and he was born 10 weeks premature into the 57 days in the NIC unit. And, I mean, God got us through that as well. But because of things that happened with my second, third children, I had not spoken to my mom in almost 4 years. And my main thing about hope that I wanted to lay out for everybody today is I laid that down at God's feet one night. And I fully intended it. I laid it down at his feet that I could not carry that anymore. And the very next day, my mom reached out to me with the apology that I have been needing for 28 years.
Mm.
And my mom and I are now on really good terms. We speak, we love each other. I have no resentment, no anger, no hatred, no pain. And it's all because I laid that at God's feet, and that's what he did for me. So I have hope that he's going to do even more for me.
Well, Madison, listen, you know, the Bible says to us that our hope is not in vain. And as I said at the beginning of the show, it's a confident expectation and anticipation grounded in the faith we have in Jesus Christ. Now, you've got a story. You've been through a lot. And a lot in your own life. It sounds like maybe some decisions and relationships and lots of different things. My prayer for you is to say, Lord, help Madison now, as she's reestablished connection with her mom, to look at the things in her life that can help her take her hope in you, grounded in the promises of Scripture, and lead to that kind of intentional action to say, I'm going to start making steps in my life that will be transformational in my life, change how I think, how I respond, how I live, and to be able to rebuild my life in a way that will honor you. Does that make sense to you, Madison?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I also wanted to say that my faith has brought me so far now, my faith and my hope in God's grace for me.
Amen.
I'm getting baptized next week.
Amen. Terrific. I'll tell you what, we want to add a little blessing to you as well. I'm going to have Stephen grab your address, if that's okay. And I want to send you a gift from the ministry. It'll be our walk through the Bible in a year. It's our intentional word. It's the entire God's word intentionally, where you can read day by day and read through the whole Bible in 1 year chronologically, which is kind of a neat thing to see the stories as they actually unfold during the time of history. God love you. And congratulations. Getting baptized. Commitment. Statement. To others, my life has changed. And Madison said, I'm putting the stake in the ground here. Things are going to change from this point. And no matter how deep your life has been, no matter what, in her case, trauma, no matter what kind of trauma you've been through. And by the way, just as you give your life to Christ, it doesn't mean that there's still not issues that need to be dealt with, please. Sometimes God frees those things immediately, and other times not so much. And why and how, I don't understand, but God does. But you now have the foundation when you have that hope in Christ to make the next step to move in a healthy direction. That's our prayer for you, Madison. Congratulations on your journey.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Intentional Life Media and is made possible by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ.
Hi, my name's Amelia. I just want to say that I'm thankful for your radio station and how God has moved in my life and blessed me with family. I've been living intentional since January, and he's brought a lot of family into my life that I haven't seen in years, and I've been able to open up my home to welcome my family and help them out and lead them to Christ. So I just want to thank you all, and I pray for you.
You know, we started the year around the network here and talked about a 30-day challenge, and we've had so many people who took that challenge up. In this case, to say, I'm just going to fill my mind with hope-filled music and encouragement and scripture by listening to the radio for 30 days. And the stories are amazing. It's a reminder that we become what we think about. We become what we fill our minds with. The Bible says in Philippians chapter 4 that whatever is true and right and admirable and praiseworthy, to think on such things. And dare we say, if that was written today, to listen to such things. In other words, allow those things to fill your mind. And that is the passion of this ministry 24 hours a day. 60 years, we're in our 60th year of ministry for our ministry, radio ministry. Hard to believe, but 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for 60 years. Talk about having a work or a business or what have you that never shuts the door. That's one thing about radio, right? Once we open the door, it never closes. And what a privilege it's been and continues to be with all the added technology now of things we do online and streaming and podcasting and so on. That's why we are Intentional Life Media as a ministry. Talking about experiencing hope, share your story on our storyline at 888-888-1717. We'd love to hear from you. Tell us what God's doing in your life.
I just totally agree with the whole hope and faith riding together as sisters. My husband and I, we've gone through quite a bit together. And we both realize that the more we let ourselves go and we stop trying to be what God wanted us to be, if we would just seek Him, He would make us what He wants us to be, and so we wouldn't be living a defaulted life. So hope comes in realizing that you can't fly on your own. You have to let the Holy Spirit fly through you, and that's when you lose yourself and you find Christ. So to anyone going through something out there, there is hope. It's called realizing you can't do it on your own. Let Jesus.
That's a tough thing for those of us who tend to be a little on the controlling side. You know, we like to manage and control everything. We know we can't. We know the reality is we have control over very little. At the same time, the things we do have control over are thinking, and in this case, choosing to experience hope. And that's what we're hearing. People are saying, I'm choosing to do this. This is one thing I do have control over, and I choose to trust God and live by faith. All right, let's get back to the calls here. Lance is on the line in Texas. Hi, Lance. How you doing?
Hey, Doc. I'm doing fantastic. How about yourself,
Lance? Terrific. Thank you. Appreciate your call. What's your experience with hope?
Man, I'll tell you what. Right now, I'm just living in it. It's just poured over me. Where I had no hope, just a few weeks ago, after, you know, going on now a year of fighting, addiction within our family, within my wife, within myself, where there was no way, he's made a way. We've been separated now for probably about 5 months. And, you know, a few weeks ago, she cut all ties with me. And it was because I was pushing. It was my agenda. It was my way. It was my, you know, mine. And whenever he touched my heart again, you know, this isn't, you know, a new time coming to Christ, you know, in God and Word. But whenever he retouched my heart, he softened it, and it's working in me daily. And this morning, I mean, she actually laughed a little bit on the phone with me. It's going in the right direction. And I know that whatever it is that he has in store, whatever work he is going to finish in us, it's got to be great, because the enemy has done nothing but try to, make it crumble, fall.
Yeah, and he's good at that. Do you have some people walking with you, Lance, as you're experiencing hope? Are you getting plugged into people around you that can help you with your thinking, your addictions, or whatever the stuff is you're facing that's on your side of the equation? Are you getting some help for yourself?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I went to a meeting last night, and I'll be honest with you, Doc. I mean, it's almost as if he plucked it out of me. The desire, out of the last several weeks, I've had one day that the desire was there. Other than that, I mean, it's not to be cliche or anything, but by his stripes, I've been healed. And that's what I'm, trying to stand on here.
Amen.
That's what I am going to stand on here.
Yeah, that's a definitive way of putting it, right? This is it. I'm standing with him. As you know, he's pretty tricky in terms of trying to attack you and bring you down. That's why I encourage any of us who are walking by faith, that we need that community around us to strengthen our faith. We need each other. Let's face it, just in the world, when you get all by yourself, you're more vulnerable. And having that kind of community, people who can walk with you, and being into a church community, into a trusted group of guys that can walk with you in the process, is a powerful part of it. And then taking care of yourself and continuing to pray for your wife. Listen, I've been around a long time, Lance, dealt with a lot of families, couples, and counseling and otherwise, and conferences and what have you. And I've seen God do an amazing thing. I've heard the stories of people who've hit the bottom in their marriage and their relationship and every area of their life. And God just part of the process of turning that life and that whole relationship around. And the fact that you're resting on Him is a powerful thing. It really is. All right, let's get back to some calls here. I think we're going to Carrie in New Mexico. What's been your experience with Hope, Carrie?
So I just wanted to share a little message of hope.
Sure.
My husband and I got married when we were very young. We were 18. And right away, I wanted to have babies, and he was very much against it because we were so young. So I prayed and prayed and prayed for God to just work on his heart, change him, make him want to have babies, because that's, you know, the desire that was in my heart. About a year ago, he decided that he was ready to have kids, and so we tried and tried for 8 months, and through this time, I just felt like it wasn't going to happen, and I just felt like I was trying to make it happen in my own time, and I wasn't really relying on God. The entire month of July, I decided, okay, I'm just going to take a break from trying to make anything happen. I'm just going to talk to God and let him know that I'm giving it all to him and that I'm just not going to worry about it anymore, because I felt like that's really what I was doing, is more or less stressing over it than being excited and just kind of enjoying the process. We ended up getting pregnant.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, we're about 6 weeks long right now.
Wow.
But I just wanted to just share that, because I feel like there are so many people out there that just, they try to do things in their own timing, and they try to just make things happen instead of really just leaning on God and letting him do what he already has planned for you.
Amen. So if I'm doing the math right, you're in your young 20s, right? 23, 24?
Uh-huh. Yes, exactly.
Getting started. Hey, let me add to your story, because I don't know you, but I know you because your story is very similar, Carrie, to my wife Donna's and my story. We married as teenagers. I was 19. She was 18.
Oh.
And we kind of felt, well, we'll have kids when we want to have kids.
Mm-hmm.
And then about 3 years, because we were young, so about 3 years later, said, okay, it's time to have kids. And for us, it wasn't eight months. It was 3 or 4 years. And we clearly had an infertility problem, and we saw doctors. I can remember trying to fix things. I, as a man, thinking if I could just do one more thing, one more doctor, one more treatment, one more whatever.
Mm-hmm.
We started even the process of adoption. I mean, we started looking and started researching that. And it wasn't until we were, well, at this point, about 27, 26, 27, that I really felt broken and saying, God, this is yours, not mine. And we both said enough, you know, this is in God's hands. And then I get the call one day from Donna that she's pregnant.
Oh.
And so I can experience what you maybe felt when you got that call saying, hey, we're mm-hmm. pregnant. Of course, now you can check it yourself, right?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Well, at first I was in complete shock, and then it finally set in that, okay, this is really happening. So, you know, I spent days and days and days just thanking God and praising him. And so
amen.
I'm just very excited.
If you were to develop a habit of 3 encouraging words every day spoken into your family, into your kids' lives, or into your marriage, that'd be over 1,000 words of encouragement in a year. How about with your health? Just imagine for a moment that you were to develop a habit, with your doctor's permission, of exercising for 30 minutes every day. Going for a walk, aerobic exercise,
weightlifting, whatever it is that that you're capable of doing and your doctor says is okay. But let's say just 30 minutes a day, that'd be 180 hours of exercise, building your body, building strength into your life in a year. That'd be over 60,000 calories that will have been burned, maybe much more.
All right, practice what you preach, Carlson. Listen, that's good stuff. We're talking about habits this month. It's our featured lesson in this brand new month here, February. What are the habits that you have that really are helping you and not helping you so much? And more than that, how do we change habits? And where does that fit into our Christian walk? And do habits become part of our Christian experience? This month, I give you some really practical teaching to our member site on how habits can make a difference in our life, where they come from, how they're developed, how they need to be changed, how Satan can use them, and frankly, how as followers of Christ, they're important in our life. And so that lesson is up on our website at theintentionallife.com for our member site. And by the way, those of you who joined us in January, thank you in your monthly support. You should have received a little code that allows you to get access to all of that teaching that we have, not only for this month, but in our archives. And I hope you'll make it available to others and share it with your pastor, share it with your family, share it with others to be an encouragement to them. When you join Intentional Living today, we'll make sure you get that as well. Your monthly support is a huge help in allowing us to reach a person today with the hope we have in Jesus Christ, what it means to be a follower of Christ, and changing the next generation for Him. How do you do that? You can join us at theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. Or call during West Coast business hours, 888-888-1717.
I've learned that hope grows the more you exercise. I became a Christian late in life, and after I had entered a business track, in a business that I put a lot of effort in and investment in, and I stayed invested in it even after I became a Christian, sometimes choosing that over things I ought to do for the Lord. Eventually, because of the downturn of the economy, I lost my business because I didn't have my hope in the proper place. I wound up giving myself to God totally. I had been obedient, but not totally. And when I gave myself to Him totally, He showed me the results of my hope in Him. Paul says in Romans, the 12th chapter, present your body a living sacrifice. When I decided that what the Lord wanted for me was what I needed to do, no matter what, I searched the scripture. I tried to find what His will. I tried to do those things. If I run into a roadblock or something that I don't see a way around in His Word, or I don't know how it will work out, I turn it over to Him, and He works it out. I can't worry about those things. Later on, after I lost my business, I had a stroke and became even more hopeless of my own ability and more dependent on Him. And because I let the Lord carry that, my hope grew. And my faith grew, and my reliance grew, and my ability to serve grew.
Wow. You know, Dan, I was saying, you referenced that verse in Romans. There's another one in Romans that'll down in chapter 5. In chapter 12, rather, where it says, rejoice in hope, be patient in your tribulation of losing that business, right? Or losing that marriage, or losing that health, right? Rejoice in hope, be patient in tribulation, be constant in prayer. And so when we think of this thing of hope, and I know that's kind of it's how do you get your mind wrapped around it? You know, the scripture says to us that hope is something that we can experience, but we don't really see it. It's a confident expectation and anticipation of a future goal or desire grounded in the promises of God. And that's really leading to faith. And then, of course, we know the scripture teaches if you have faith, that should actually lead into how we live. our actions every day. That's why we're talking about hope today, experiencing hope. All right, I think I got time for one more. Zanetta, welcome to the show. What's going on?
One of the things I wanted to share is that I have been just praying and waiting for restoration of my marriage. We were divorced about 1 month after I gave my life to Christ. I have been just, you know, hoping, waiting, praying, spending time daily with the Lord in His Word. And He has just continued to bring so much encouragement and His promises as I just continue to seek Him and wait on Him for this to happen.
Mm. So your prayer today is that your marriage would be restored.
Yes.
You're divorced, did you say, or just separated?
I am divorced, and I'm actually praying for his salvation first, and it's been such a huge, amazing blessing because the Lord just shows me glimpses of what he's doing, and the door is just certainly wide open. I mean, my ex-husband is moving out of the world, but it's just amazing to me that he's not dating anybody or anything. I just really believe all this is in response to my prayer from the Lord, and I know that he's in a Bible study currently. Somebody has been discipling him for a couple of years now. Him and I have talks here and there. We've actually developed this really close friendship. No dating or anything from us. There are two children involved, which I guess we work together a lot to do, you know, the things with the kids, and God has just already done so much healing. About 5 years ago, close to 5 years ago, we've been divorced almost seven, but close to 5 years ago, the Lord actually revealed to me through His Word, and then shortly after that confirmation through a friend who actually read the same scriptures, and not knowing that I had, that he was going to restore this marriage. Adultery was involved. But again, you know, in the book of Hosea, and even learning how God, he himself divorced the children of Israel, you know, for their adultery, and how he restored. And every day being in his word is, you know, it's just amazing to me because I just see a restoring God. So focusing on his character and who he is, I just find so much hope and encouragement in that.
Amen. And we hope with you and walk with you in that. Great way to end the show, I think, Zanetta, to remind us that many are right in the process of experiencing hope, needing to experience hope. And if that's your case, you've got a friend here at Intentional Living, Intentional Life Media, and of course our radio network and our podcast, and everything we do is to help you walk through by faith that experience, and to really, well, that's our mission, to help you experience life the way God intended. I'm Randy Carlson, and Andrew's here today helping out. Thank you, Andrew and Stephen. Jennifer should be back. She's not feeling well, but she'll be back soon here. And we'll all be back again tomorrow with more Intentional Living. And as I've often say, it's a ministry of Intentional Life Media, and we're here to help you experience your life the way God intended. Have a great day.